Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you're looking for the best cat treat that you can have your cat do anything you want it to do, then look no further. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, or you can get it in pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Also, don't forget, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you a 10% discount for your dog treat supplements at Good Pets Foods. Put the word pets in the promo box and you'll get 10% off. Also, don't forget, Tropical Costa Rica. Join me October 6th through the 14th. 9 days, several hotels, everything included in the price, meals and all, excursions. Check it out. Colette Tours, 1-800-581-8942. 1299-885 is the booking number. You can find that information at TalkinPets.com as well. But this is Talkin' Pets.
Mr. Big Boy, pulling up in your big toy. Saying all that blah, 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 making all that big noise. Cause you're so frustrated, emasculated. Cause you got your called out by this little lady. Yeah, your opinion's so strong, even when you're wrong. And that feels like power to you. Feels like monster for God, who you're talking to. I am your mother.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Happy Mama's Day to everybody out there. We hope you have a happy Mother's Day and a joyous one with your family, your kids, your husband, your friends, your relatives. And, of course, do not forget those pets. But have a great, 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 great Mama's Day. So are you doing anything special tomorrow, Julie?
Yes, going to the Linville Winery to listen to Shelby Ray play music and eat, drink, and be merry with my friends.
That's your Mama's Day day?
Yep. Well, I'll start out with a big hike with Xerxes, my male Rottweiler, and probably have, you know, bacon and champagne for breakfast, but that's every Sunday for me. I think we're probably going to be taking off about 11:30 to hit the winery. And it's probably, I don't know, maybe about 40 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes from here. I have a lot of wineries. I'm circled by them. I have like just six in my area. Some are like 10 minutes away. Some are
you're in heaven.
20. Yeah. Some are on the lake. Some are on top of a mountain.
Nice.
It's really nice.
Heaven, heaven,
and
heaven.
And they all are incredible.
So I didn't see anything more or anything. Tennessee had a 4.1 earthquake today, but I haven't seen anything more lately. So I don't know if you guys had any tremors or not, but usually there are. But another strange occurrence by Mother Nature, and they're getting stranger and stranger. But Speaking of strange, we want you to speak with us. 818-818-6401. It's an easy number to remember. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. Whatever you may have, if you've got a comment or a story or you want to fill us in on something, we welcome that on. But Julie, I want to ask you about dog training. Do you think at any point in time when people are trying to train their dogs that maybe based on age of the dog or temperament or maybe the abilities of a dog, that it becomes like realistic expectations? Or, you know what I mean? Like, you're expecting this, but you're not getting it. But you kind of got to be real about it because, oh, it's a puppy. Or it's an older right. dog, and you're trying to train it to do this or that.
Well, you know, dogs, like children, have spaghetti for brains. So it takes a lot longer when they're puppies to get the initial things down. So don't try and push too hard. You know, you can't teach them 5 call words in a day. I mean, they'll be lucky if through their 3rd or 4th month of life they get sit.
You know, I had heard too, actually, and maybe you can say something on this one. I heard that when you're trying to train a puppy to go outside to do number one or number two, it really does take longer. I mean, it takes like the pup needs to be at least 7 months old to kind of understand what you're trying to teach it to do.
Mm. No, I pretty much, well, okay, well, but I'm more schooled at it. I can have a puppy potty trained before they even go home to their families. I usually have that done in my house, which is I keep them for 12 weeks. I want them to understand their pack. I want them to, you know, have socialization skills that are wonderful, and I want them their mother to teach them things. So you can pick your puppy at 8 to 10 weeks, but you don't take it home until it's, you know, 12 weeks old.
Mm. So give us an example of how you would train a puppy to go outside to the bathroom.
I will, in the beginning, you know, all the puppies are, you know, in one area, you know, of the house. You have to limit their space. And as soon as somebody, you know, goes potty on the, I use newspaper. I don't spend all the money on, you know, puppy pads. That's kind of crazy. Then I will take all the other dogs over to smell the pee. And everybody starts peeing in that one spot. And I just keep moving it closer and closer to the door. But then when we have, you know, we have feeding, after that, I, like, get everybody's attention and have them follow me out, you know, like, follow the leader right out into the yard. And if they do their business, I praise them with a call word. And you just do that over and over again. That's why you have to make time to be with them. You can't just throw food on the floor and leave. You need to, you know, feed them, praise them, take them outside. And when they do their business, you know, then, you know, praise them. Mm-hmm. Praise them. Don't always give them a treat because then you're going to make them fat. I only like to use treats, and I will usually use itty-bitty teeny-tiny treats. Sometimes I'll even use cat treats because they're so tiny to, like, just hard cat kibble food, the little round balls, to train. And the dog will go nuts for that.
So being positive and having fun is a good example of how you want to work with your dog.
Yes. And then as they get a little older, too, and they're starting to go outside, they've figured it out that we're going to go outside and we're going to do our business, la, la, la. You can tie a long string with a bell to your door. And then when every time you go outside with them, you ring the bell with your hand, and you can put their nose to it, maybe lift a paw and ring it, and then open the door and everybody goes outside. And it might sound really silly, but within a couple of weeks to a month, the animal will go and ring that bell when it wants to go outside.
Well, or to the bathroom, or both?
Either. I don't think that they know the difference. They just want to go outside. But when they get older, they can associate it more with that. But it's nice. It'd be nice for, you know, it's a way of communicating with them that they have a way to tell you that, hey, I need to go outside.
Right.
I like the bells on the door thing. And, you know, it's not difficult to actually train your dog to ring those bells when it has to go outside. But that's one way of working with the sound, you know, sound technique as well. But we do welcome your calls and questions at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call. We're going to talk more about some dogs and all, and cats, and hey, if you got a hamster, give us a call. So, I was saying you give us a call, not your hamster. Because if your hamster gives me a call, I want to be part of that. Because we're going to be filthy rich. Anyway, 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
But just call me, tell me, and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Chinese tech company has revealed it is exploring whether it is possible to use AI to translate animal sounds into human language. Baidu, the owner of China's largest search engine, has filed a patent with the China National Intellectual Property Administration. The plans were revealed in a patent document published this week. The patent is for the system that collects animal data like vocal sounds, behavioral, and physiological signals. It would then be processed and merged before an AI-powered analysis designed to recognize the animal's emotional state. Those emotional states could then be translated into human language and could improve the accuracy and efficiency of cross-species communication. The translator is still in the research stage, according to Baidu's spokesperson, who said there had been a lot of interest in their filing. Although animal translation has long fascinated humans, technology advances have made it seem more possible recently. Videos on social media frequently go viral of dogs appearing to use the buttons on hexagonal mats known as augmentative and alternative communication boards to communicate with their owners. Whether these dogs are actually communicating is the subject of much discussion, and scientists at UC San Diego are running a study on 2,000 dogs to try to settle this debate. Baidu's new technique of leveraging AI could offer a new option to understand pets, but some on Chinese social media remain unconvinced. While it sounds impressive, we'll need to see how it performs in real-world applications. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course-a-rus. Can't you?
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name which animal makes this sound, then we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with a dog book or a cat book. We have Lick and Lap and Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. We have from Good Pets Foods, dog supplement treats. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. Mike, you got something over there as well?
Yeah, I got the pet socks to help protect your cat, your pet from injuries. We also have a petite animal harness, and we have a beautiful dog bracelet and another collapsible water bowl.
So, if you can identify this creature sound.
Sounds mad.
I'm just going to say, if you want to talk to this animal, you want to talk to this animal from a distance. So, what creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. And the hint is, if you want to talk to this animal, you definitely want to make sure it's from a distance. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a shot at it, and you might be right. So, Jilly, do you believe in, like, length being important in terms of training your dog?
Like the length of time?
Yes.
Okay. Stop giggling. well, he could have meant the length of the leash, et cetera, et cetera. But puppies do not keep their attention span very long at all. So
squirrel.
Usually when I'm with puppies, I would be like doing like 5 and 10 minute sections. Mm. But an older dog, who's actually you it's got your attention and you've got its attention, you could actually do a nice training in like 20 to 40 minutes. Or even if you do adventures with your dog, like you go to a lake or you take it to a beach, a dog beach, or you're going on a hike, something like that, you can, you know, intermingle what you're doing wherever you are with short little intervals of training. And
so
then just come back around to
you,
it like in an hour.
So for puppies, would you just do those 5 minute trainings like consistently over time during the day, or set aside some time?
I would set aside, you know, after it's, you know, it's eaten and you're taking it out for its morning walk before you leave to go to work all day, spend 5 or 10 minutes, you know, just not all the words, just one word or maybe two words. And you might have to push their little fannies down to get them to sit, you know, or if you're starting to get them to give you the paw. But then play around some more. And then, of course, if you do have a puppy and you do work long days, he or she should be in a confined room that they can't hurt themselves or hurt anything else, or kennel trained for that amount of time. And people who work long shifts, like when I used to work in Tampa, with my dog care business, I had a lot of dogs that I went and visited for just 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time, and would let them out of the cage, take them in the backyard and play with them and teach them a few things, and then put them back in. So they weren't locked up for 8 to 10 hours. Mm-hmm. They were in for like 5 hours, and then they got a visit from Jilly, and then they went back in and they learned something, and then they went back to sleep, and then their family came home.
How important is it for you to give your dog a job? Because if you don't give your dog a job, something to do, they may become self-employed, meaning, you know, they might become a gardener where they decide to dig. Yeah. Or they might be an official greeter at your house, and when somebody comes to the door, they jump all over them.
Not all dogs need a job. I get a lot of the working dogs. Like, I have a working dog, and he loves having jobs to do. But I always, you know, he's learned. He's older. And he now has a run of the house. And that's great for me because he's a protection dog up here in the middle of nowhere. But I will also fabricate things. You can buy them, you know, or you can make your own, where I will, you know, hide treats and things. I can take a towel and like roll it all up and have things hidden in the towel. I can take, I have some mind games that he likes. He'll just play with them himself, because he knows that eventually he's going to find that there's a treat in there. But he also, even because, you know, I still go to work, you know, but I'm with him all morning, and we are out in the wilderness for at least an hour hiking. So he can't wait for me to go away because he wants to go to bed. He's over it. He just wants to sleep all day. But I either leave on music for him, or I leave on a television for him. If I think I'm going to be home later, or I'm leaving halfway through the day, I make sure that there's proper lighting on in the home. I make sure that the water is fresh. He has to perform for me maybe before he gets his treat, before I leave the house.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back, but don't get this sound. Tell us what creature makes that sound. You definitely want to talk to it from a distance, and they're black and white. What is it? 818-818-6401.
Or a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
A woman has been killed by an alligator in a lake in central Florida, authorities said. The attack happened while the woman was rowing a small boat near the mouth of Tiger Creek Stream in Lake Kissimmee, south of Orlando. On Tuesday, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has said the woman went into the water and wasn't seen again until her body was recovered nearby. Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies and marine units assisted with the search. The sheriff's office has said that the woman was in a kayak, which had an enclosed hull, with another person who wasn't reported injured. But a commission spokesperson said the agency believes the woman who was killed was in a canoe that had an open hull. Investigators did not release any details about the attack or the alligator, and contracted a nuisance alligator trapper has been dispatched to the area. There are no immediate reports that the animal involved in the attack has been found. Serious injuries caused by alligators are rare in Florida. FWC administers a nuisance alligator program to remove creatures believed to pose a threat to people, pets, and property. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Alligator swim, alligator sway. Alligator stomp all over the place. Big green eyes look over the swamp. Everybody do the alligator chomp. Chomp, chomp. Now you.
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Again.
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Now you.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Again.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Alligator swim, alligator swing. Alligator stomp all over the place. Big green eyes look over the swamp. Everybody do the alligator chomp. Chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Chomp,
chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp,
chomp. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Cats with arthritis often hide their pain, making client education on feline signs of discomfort an important step for an accurate diagnosis. According to Kristen Kirby Shaw, Dr. Kristen, cats with arthritis are going to do everything possible to hide their pain, especially when they come into the vet clinic. So what that means is veterinarians actually really need to rely on the caregiver, the pet parent, to know what signs of pain look like at home. And those signs are typically going to be changes in the cat's behavior and changes in their mobility. There are actually six things that have been specifically identified that correlate with arthritis pain in cats. Changes in how the cat goes upstairs, how they go downstairs, how they jump, how they jump down, how they run, and how they play. And the key word here is change. It's not necessarily that the cat stops jumping up on or stops jumping down or stops playing, but they alter their behavior and their body mechanics to make it easier for them, like taking multiple little jumps or angling their body. So, talking to pet parents and cat owners about how their cats are moving and how that might have changed over time, those are the big things to look for signs of pain when discussing with your veterinarian. Other things could also include urinating or defecating outside the litter box. So, it might be painful to get into the litter box. They may be over-grooming or under-grooming themselves. Or they just might hide more often because they hurt and they don't want to be touched. Arthritis. It's a horrible thing. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Went to the doctor looked sad. Well, he looked in his book, and he told me what I had, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can't stand up and you can't lay down. You can't sit in a chair. You can't roll on the ground. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow.
Definitely has already in my old age. 818-818-6401 is the number. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
What creature makes this sound? You don't want to get close. You'll regret it. So you want to talk to them from a distance or not at all. They come in black and white. And you can pretty much find them anywhere. And, yeah. Michael, you had a hint, didn't you?
I don't know. I think my hint stinks.
818-818-6401. Jilly got it. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you know what that is, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. That is the number. So some things, Julie, like with dogs and cats, any kind of animals, like even us as humans, when we have arthritis that has kicked in, you want to try to make as comfortable as possible. And, two things came to mind. One is a dog bed. You may want to lift it up a little bit because this way the dog doesn't have to crawl down into it. And when the dog's getting out of it, they don't have to try to lift themselves up so much. And
right.
then dog bowls are important because I like the dog bowls where they're lifted up and they're like on a kind of like a table or whatever, and the bowl fits inside. I have that for my cats.
Better for them.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're not like eating off the floor. So
it's better. A tall dog should not bend down to eat because it's blocking their esophagus and they can get bloat. And little dogs, even little dogs, it should be lifted up so it's right at their chin level. And as far as if you have a little dog that likes to be on the couch with you, or a cat and stuff like that, they make really cool little ramps for the dog to get up and down for you.
Yep.
If your dog sleeps in your bed with you, which I would never do, but they should be able to get up and down easily. And, you know, you can't pick a 100-pound dog up all the time. So
hey, my cat spoons me at night.
Yeah. Give them something comfortable to sleep in. Well, they always say, I've talked to so many people, so many trainers, never let an animal sleep above your head, whether it's a dog or a cat.
You know what? That's funny you say that, because I don't let my cats. Like, if they sleep in the bed with me, they don't get up on the pillows.
Is that a power thing or a control?
It's
thing?
They will think that they own you if they do that. And so many animals already think they own you, so you don't need to add, you know, insult to injury. You know, it's okay if they sleep at the foot of the bed or if they snuggle with you, but they shouldn't sleep above your head on the pillow.
Okay, you're going to think this one's strange, but I like when my cats sleep on the bed with me because usually they sleep, like you said, at the foot of the bed for the most part. And I do like that because I swear to God, I think, if you believe in ghosts or demons, I think cats kind of ward off any kind of bad elements from entering into your bedroom.
Oh, yes. I always have, well, normally I have multiple Rottweilers in the home, but right now I only have one. And that animal is always between my bed and the staircase. Trust me. I feel safer, you know, and he's on a big, beautiful orthopedic bed. You know, if you want your animals' joints and everything to be wonderful, just like you spend money on a bed for yourself so that you sleep comfortably, you should do the same thing for your animals.
100%. We're going to go out to Idaho, and we're going to speak with my buddy out there, Professor John. Hey, Professor, how are you?
Real good. How about you folks?
We're doing wonderful.
Dandy.
All right.
So you tell me, what do you think this... what creature is that? What do you think it is, John?
Oh, a conch. Skunk.
So, it's a skunk. Congratulations.
Congratulations, John.
Did you get it from the hint that Michael gave of, you know, his hint stunk?
Well, both of them that you'll regret it if you do get too close to them, and they're black and white. And
yeah.
That black it was a skunk earlier, but I said, no, that's definitely a gunk.
That's it. You know, it's funny. I was driving down. I forget what city I was in, but one day I'm driving down the street, and all of a sudden I look to the right, and there's a skunk walking down the street in the city. And I'm like, and I see these people coming the other way, and I thought, oh, no, they are going to meet right at the corner. And I was in traffic. I was, like, moving, so I had to move, so I didn't get to see what happened. But... I'm sure it was a big surprise, that's for sure.
Whoa, want to be friends?
Yeah. Let me show you my tail. So what do you think, John? Do you want to go with something? We have the dog book, cat book.
You know, you've been talking about that chicken soup. Is it chicken soup for cats or dogs or whatever it is?
Yeah, we have the chicken soup for the soul. The new books came out. I just got the dog ones.
Do you have the cat one?
I think I do have a cat one. If I do have, I know I have one. If I have another one, because somebody else won one during the show as well, I will check. But I will send
that. Any old chicken soup book would be great.
Yeah, they're great because it's all short stories. But I'll check and see if I have another cat one. If I don't, I have other cat books that I can send you too. But I know you like the chicken soup, so I got one or two in mind that I can send over to you.
That'd be great, John. Thanks. How are you guys burning up down there yet?
Oh, yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Not me, John. It's beautiful in the mountains.
Oh, hush.
Yeah, I know. I live there, too. Not yours, but different set.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's been pretty unbearable.
It's been hot, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's sun and fun and buns.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. We have to worry about sun cancer down here. It gets so hot. But and I've had my share of that as well. So, but anyway, I'd rather have warm temperatures or hot temperatures than freezing cold, because I'm not a cold person. I used to be, but not anymore. But, John, stay on the line and talk to Mike. He'll get your address, and we'll ship you out the book.
Thanks, pal. It's great talking to you guys. Always fun listening to your show.
I appreciate it, John. Thanks so much.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
That's John out there in Idaho. and I'm John in Florida. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, and John got it. It was a skunk. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626 626- 506-2033 or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Two people have been arrested in Spain in connection with the sale of exotic cats on the internet. The nation's civil guard seized 19 animals, including a caracal and two servals, in an operation in Manacor and Mallorca. More than 40 irregular animal passports from countries such as Russia, Belarus, and China were also found. The operation was said to have got underway in March last year after the civil guard was alerted to a couple in Palma allegedly raising servals, caracals, and hybrids with domestic cats to sell them using social networks. The suspects are alleged to have offered for sale white tigers, clouded leopards, Eurasian lynxes, black leopards, and pumas. All the attempts to breed and own these types of pets are widespread in Russia and Ukraine, and the trend has become to be imitated in other countries, authorities have added. The animals will be transferred to Rescue and Rehabilitation Center for Exotic Mammals in Alicante. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star.
You know, the weird part about that whole thing, I love that song, by the way, and that's like the original.
Was that Andy Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's an organization out there, Born Free, and actually the woman that was in the movie Born Free is the one that runs it. I can't remember her name. She's been on the show with us a couple of times. But, yeah, South Park with... I love Cartman.
Easy boy.
That was not a kitty. That was a big dog. The dog ate my kitty. So, you know, the one thing, too, is, you know, as we say goodbye for this hour of the program, you know, I want to go back to what I talked about much previously and earlier was about it is kitten season. So, again, be very, very careful as you're driving. You know, I hate it to begin with when I struggle when I see a dead animal on the side of the road. And you know what's weird? I grew up in a hunting family, and I hunted until I was 21. And then it was like something changed in me. I was just like, I just can't do it. And I'm not against it. If you're feeding your family, that's one thing. And it does control the population out there. There's no doubt about that. But I just can't do it anymore. And I hate when I see a domestic animal dead on the side of the road, like a cat or a dog. And it's just, you know, the thing is that it's tough because a lot of people, you know, some people will be looking at their cell phone and they're not paying attention to the road. And then all of a sudden a dog darts out, Lord forbid a child or something, but the dog darts out or a cat darts out. And, you know, accidents do happen. There's no doubt about it. But I hate when the person drives on and doesn't at least take the effort to see if they're still, if they're okay or they could be dropped off at a clinic or something.
I know. If I see, you know, especially a possum, I will always pull over because I had my pet possum Pickles and make sure that the...
she kills
that,
me.
That's adorable.
That, that you know, Pickles because the marsupials. And if the mother's been hit and she's got the babies inside, they will suffocate. Yeah. So
when you were growing up, did people call you Ellie Mae?
Pretty much.
Ellie Mae Clampett. You know, I remember when we used to do the show up at SeaWorld in Orlando. We did it up there for about 5 years, and she was on the show with me. She came in one day, and she even had the pigtails. She had everything. She was dressed as Ellie Mae, and I was dying.
She always does. She doesn't live very far from my oldest sister in Madison, Georgia. They go to the same church together.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Absolutely amazing. But you know what? I mean, people who love animals are usually good people. But you got to also take into effect, too, that we talked about it on the show many times, is if you feel like you have too many pets, then you probably have too many pets. So you definitely want to do it for the betterment of the animals. I know your heart breaks like mine, and you want to, like, it's killing me with the kittens outside. I want to bring them all in and keep them. But I don't want to be that crazy cat man, you know, and he's got 100 cats. That's just, you know, that means that definitely something wrong with me. But you know, I've got my three, and they're all getting along with each other. I worked really hard to make sure that they don't have any mistakes anywhere or do any bad things. And cats can be trained, just like you and I were talking about dogs today. Cats can be trained as well. It may take you a little bit longer, but they can definitely be trained. And I find the one thing that really works is the tone of your voice. Cats definitely know the difference between you having a good time and, you know, being lovable and so on and so forth. But it's also, too, that they do understand if that tone of voice goes down. But as we say goodbye, I wanted to say also, too, if you're interested in going to tropical Costa Rica with me, it'd be my first time, October 6th through the 14th through Colette Tours. It's 800-581-8942. 1-800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1299-885. But you can find the information at talkingpets.com as well. I want to give a big shout out and hello and a thank you to Mike out there at CRN, our syndicating network, and to everybody out there listening, to the program directors and general managers, thank you so much. And from all of us here, we say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Yes, have a wonderful holiday season, and enjoy it. I'm John Patch.
Y'all. I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick. Love you, Mom.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.